late goals are no longer so much fun for Liverpool.
Cucurella's joined the attack too now. They're still committing plenty forward. And it is Cucurella!
But they aren't the only big team struggling.
Yeah, it's been a bad week for Barcelona for sure.
And is this the end of the line for a Premier League legend?
Bruce, yes! Unbelievable!
Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh. This is Football Fast, no faff. Let's go Route 1 in association with Jolson. Liverpool have lost again. That's three defeats in 8 days for the team that some people appeared to think had already won the title. The tactical tweak that we spoke about at length after the Community Shield continues to cause Arne Slot's side issues. His decision to use Florian Wirtz as a number 10 means reducing the number of men in midfield from 3 to 2. In an effort to bolster those central areas, Slot has ordered fullbacks to invert, but that leaves gaps down the flanks that opponents, Crystal Palace in particular, have been swift to exploit, especially when certain wide attackers who were given considerable dough in the summer don't tackle back. But Liverpool's defeat to Chelsea, taken in isolation, wasn't that bad. They made better chances, they deserved a draw at least, and a defeat by the odd goal in three is just something that happens when superpowers collide. Wirtz hasn't suddenly become rubbish, Salah isn't done yet, and young fullbacks in unstable systems need time to settle. Football seasons are long, they have twists and turns, and it would be wise not to freak out over two away defeats in a 38-game season. At least that's what I think. What do you think, Tony Evans, former football editor of the Times and author of several fine books about Liverpool?
I felt from the beginning of the season that it would take the new players a fair while to integrate, and because of that, I believe that the first third of the campaign would offer teams the opportunity to beat Liverpool and steal the march on them in the title race. It hasn't quite turned out like that because they picked up a lot of points and all those last minute winners. But yeah, it is very incoherent at the moment, and Slot's got a lot of work to do. But there's so much quality in the squad that you think to yourself, at some point, it's got to click. At some point, you know, Wirtz is going to start playing to the level of his ability. And you can see flashes of that ability. Isak's going to put the ball in the net. There is a belief that players in the 30s by some of the stats guys, when they do drop off, they drop off a cliff, and you could argue that Salah's in that position now. But I think he's got a fair amount to offer Liverpool this season. The defence is all over the place, and the fullbacks are not working. But again, both of the newcomers, Frimpong and Kerkers, have the level of ability that you think the manager's got to get hold of them and got to get something sorted out. So I think Liverpool are only going to get better throughout the season. But this is a difficult period. And we have the biggest bedwetting fan base in the league. So I expect a fair amount of panic. But one thing's for sure, Arne Slot won't be panicking. Slot will be sitting at Kirby over the break, planning how he can get the best out of these players. And there is so much talent there that Liverpool will be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
All of Tony's books can be found in the usual places, but I've put a link in the episode description to I Don't Know What It Is, But I Love It, which is my personal favourite. Also, check out Walk On, the Athletic's Liverpool podcast. That defeat means that Arsenal are at the top of the table after they beat West Ham 2-0. Tottenham's win over Leeds has them third, just ahead of Bournemouth, who beat Fulham on Friday. And at the bottom, Wolves are still without a win. They were held 1-1 by Brighton. West Ham are still down there. Burnley were beaten by Aston Villa. They make up the last of the drop zone. Nottingham Forest, still without a win under Ange, are on the brink. Starting a new business can be incredibly daunting. I've done it 3 times now. It still gives me the heebie-jeebies. However, my most recent venture, this one, was a lot less stressful thanks to Jolson. They're a B Corp certified commercial law firm, which means they're committed to using their business as a force for good through their social and environmental performance, while, you know, also being really, really good at what they do. From startup to exit and everything in between, they've worked with brands like Innocent, Proper, Addison Lee, Tenzing, and Lucky Saint, to name just a few. and Jolson are offering 10 listeners of this podcast a free legal consultation with one of their lawyers on issues relating to fundraising, IP, manufacturing, partnership agreements, or employment issues. Visit www.jolsonlaw.com/route1 to submit your request. Jolson guided us through company setup, investment, shareholder agreements, all the legal stuff that, I'll be quite honest, it terrifies me. So if you want stress-free expert legal advice for your business, check out www.jolsonlaw.com, who are proud sponsors of this week's Route 1, and you'll find all of those details in the episode description. Liverpool weren't the only elite European club to have a bad weekend. Over in La Liga, Barcelona were smashed 4-1 by Sevilla, a result that rather obscures a fantastic volleyed goal for Marcus Rashford. It's two defeats on the spin for Barca, so what on earth just happened? Dermot Corrigan is the Athletic's Spanish correspondent.
Yeah, it's been a bad week for Barcelona for sure. Home defeat to PSG in the Champions League with that late goal midweek, now followed by this hammering at Sevilla in La Liga, and a deserved hammering too. They were missing Lamine Yamal and Rafinha, two most important forwards maybe, which doesn't help. And goalkeeper Juan Garcia, who had a great start to the season at Barcelona, is also injured at the minute. So that wasn't helping at all. But it's more than that. There's a problem at Barca around the intensity and the positive energy that the team had last year, which was so important to them because of Hansi Flick's tactics. The crazy high defensive line, the manic swarming, pressing by the forwards and the midfield. In order to play that way, you need to have that intensity, that urgency, that energy. It means that Barca are spectacularly entertaining when it's going well. They had some brilliant wins last year. But when the energy is not there, when they allow teams to be able to play through them, when they're not able to press the way that Flick wants them to do, they can look very open at the back. And Sevilla could have scored even more goals yesterday. You could argue, or Barcelona might argue, that they're a bit unlucky. The penalty that Sevilla opened the scoring with was debatable. And Lewandowski missed a penalty for Barca as well. But when they are flat as they are, that's when things like that start to go against you. And it's a big job for Flick to turn it around. He's got the international break, I guess. But yeah, hasn't been a good week for Barca at all.
That defeat means that Real Madrid have the lead of La Liga. They did very well this weekend, beating Villarreal 3-1. Betis won away Espanyol. They've crept into fourth, largely because Atletico Madrid boobed again. They were held 1-1 by Celta Vigo. Elsewhere in Europe, Bayern Munich beat Eintracht Frankfurt 3-0, and yes, Harry Kane scored again. They've now won all six of their Bundesliga games. Borussia Dortmund were hit by the Route 1 curse. We talked them up on Friday. They dropped points to RB Leipzig on Saturday. They are 4 points back in second. Serie A continues to be the most interesting league in Europe. Napoli are top on goal difference. They beat Genoa 2-1 with another goal from Rasmus Højlund. Gianpiero Gasperini's Roma are second. They beat Fiorentina 2-1. The Milan clubs are third and fourth. AC drew 0-0 with Juventus. Christian Pulisic, another victim of the Route 1 curse there. He missed a penalty. And Inter beat Cremonese 4-1. Jamie Vardy did get on for half an hour. Sadly, didn't even get a shot off in anger. And in France, PSG dropped points. They were held by Lille. Ethan, brother of the watching Kylian Mbappe, with the Lille goal there. I bet that went down well. Marseille beat Metz 3-0. They are second. A lovely goal there from Matt O'Reilly, if you get a chance to see it. Finally, Scotland. Hearts won the Edinburgh Derby and stay top. Fine work there by Derek McInnes. Celtic beat Motherwell and are second. But Rangers were held 1-1 by Falkirk. Rangers manager Russell Martin required a police escort to leave the stadium, and shortly afterwards, he became ex-Rangers manager Russell Martin. Steven Gerrard is a favourite to take over. Sean Dyche has been linked too, as has Kevin Thirlwell's wife. Steve Bruce has been sacked by Blackpool, and that may now be the end of a near 30-year career in football management. Bruce was appointed in September last year and took the team to ninth. More was expected this year, but he leaves the club in 23rd place after just 2 wins in 11 games. It's an ignominious end to a career that had more high points than you'd think, given his current reputation. After opening up his career with some controversial job hopping, he took Birmingham up twice. and down once. He built a very decent team at Wigan, finishing 11th in the Premier League. He had some fun at Sunderland. They were flying under him at one point before it all started to go wrong. He took Hull up twice and down once. And he was 2-0 up in the FA Cup final against Arsenal, only to lose 3-2. And then his powers faded. He couldn't get Aston Villa up from the Championship. He left Sheffield Wednesday after just 6 months to go to Newcastle, where it just never felt right. He was at West Bromwich Albion briefly, remember that? That didn't go well. And now this. My favourite memory was seeing him deliver one of the fastest press conferences I've ever seen in 2014 after his Hull side held Arsenal to a 1-1 draw at the Emirates. He then immediately dashed out the front door and piled onto the Piccadilly line with supporters because he didn't want to be late for Sam Allardyce's birthday party. Well, he'll be able to spend more time with Sam now, probably on the set of the next run of those Uber Eats adverts. Some news that broke just as we were getting ready to hit the big green button. Reece James has dropped out of the England squad after suffering an injury against Liverpool. He'll be replaced by Manchester City's Nico O'Reilly. England play Wales in a friendly on Thursday and then Latvia away next Tuesday. That was Route 1. It's Football Fast, No Faff, and it's here every weekday at about 3 p.m. If you like it, give it a follow. If you really like it, give it a review. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Freemantle. Your video editor, because we're on YouTube, was Dean Throssell. Your video producer was Sean Nicholas. Lola Katz-Roberts and Sophie Manners were on socials. See you tomorrow.